This is Cam coming to you guys with more positive vibes to the Real Life Relatable Story Tribe. Just letting you guys know that I hope you all had a wonderful day, wonderful evening, wonderful night. If it's nighttime for you where you're listening to this, I hope you sleep well. If it's the evening, finish up this day with a bang, finish up strong. And if you're just starting your day, wherever you listen to this, no matter what time or day, you know, just get ready to attack whatever's ahead. No matter what the hardships, no matter what craziness comes, I know you can get past it. You can tackle it. You can get through it with no problem. Have that mindset of seeing the outcome instead of figuring out where to start. And speaking of that, that is where this podcast is going to lift off from. Just trying to figure out seeing the outcome, seeing the better. Focusing on what's better. Focusing on, you know, the bigger picture. Focusing on the end product, then trying to focus on how do I start, how do I do this. That will come with you as long as you figure out and start. You get your starting point understood, and you figure out the rest later. But don't let the fear of now destroy the outcome that you can give to others. And I'll be getting into that. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, evening, or night. And God bless y'all, one to another. I'm glad that I have listeners that listen to me, and I will definitely be listening to you. If you have any questions for me, I will definitely answer them. Yeah, peace, and let's get into this podcast. Love y'all. So, focusing on getting past seeing the outcome. Not focusing too much on the stress of life. Very important. The story about myself is besides overcoming, but seeing the outcome of where you are now, which is very important in life to do. It's very important at all times. Seeing the outcome and what it can do, and not just seeing the outcome, but seeing the outcome and seeing what you love doing or like doing or just doing now, how it can help a generation. Like, don't let the evil or the negative or the, I know negative is technically to say, but the non-positive things get into you and distract you. Like, don't let anything, like, drop you down. Try to remain your focus instead of how many views, like, for myself, how many views I can get for podcasts. Like, I try not to focus on that when I mainly try to focus on. I try to focus on, like, how I can, you know, keep going above that, how my podcast can make someone smile, even when I had times of where I just didn't want to do podcasts. I had times where I didn't want to do anything, you know. I had 2 podcasts within the whole month of June. I didn't want to, you know, do it, but then I started to realize that with the podcast, I was just like, you know what, these podcasts in the future could make someone smile, whether it's now, 5, 10 years, or even when, like, I'm, like, gone or whatever. So you gotta look at the end outcome. The end outcome can really make a whole difference in your life. It can make a whole difference in your life, because it has made a whole difference for me. Because instead of talking about how many views I can get, or talking about how this could work, or talking about how that could work, I really started to focus on that. Same with artists. Artists should do the same exact thing. Don't worry about, like, make sure it's up to what you love for it to be. And I'm talking about draw, like, you know, people who draw or painters. Learn about, just try to focus on what it could do for somebody else. Because art can speak to people, whether it's music, whether it's podcasts. Everybody has their own art form. It's just shown in different ways, you know. Because, like, just how sometimes art is, if it's not put in a, like, category, sometimes it's just abstract. So everything is art, whether it's doodles or something that's, like, very, 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 very detailed to a really good point. But focus on the outcome of how it could help someone instead of focusing on what it could do now. Because if you focus on the outcome of how it could help somebody, your vision becomes so much more clear in life, whether you know it or not. It has become way more clear for me, because if you focus on the outcome, not only does your vision become clear, not only do you start to see different ways, not only does it separate you from the rest of the crowd in your position, but it really, you really start to see how it not only impacts you, but impacts a generation. People start to really love you for you because it shows that you're putting people, you know, first before you. It shows that you have that respect, but you're still caring for yourself at the same time. So that's one of the main reasons why I strive to do that. And one of the main reasons that it keeps me up and positive and keeps me to strive to do better. It keeps me up to strive to do podcasts or still try and do music or still try and do, you know, the next thing. But yeah, even in podcasts where I felt like I was just didn't want to do them, or even podcasts that made me feel like, oh, this just doesn't seem right, I'm going to have to do it over again, I just went with it. And people tell me that the podcast that I didn't like or the music that I wanted to put out that I haven't put out yet has really spoken to people if I've just given them a sample of it. So always try to do what you like or love. Definitely do what you like or love. Keep doing that. But at the same time, make sure you focus on that outcome, because that outcome could really help someone in the future. It's like a little domino effect. Check it out this way. So if it's a domino effect, say it like this. You say something nice that could really impact somebody. Say you're talking to a kid, he, she, race, color, sexual orientation, age, doesn't matter. You speak to somebody, that person grows up old enough to be the president, right? They grow up old enough to be the president, they become the president. And if they say in their speech, if they say, you know, when they're giving a speech or when they're talking to people, that someone made me smile or someone made me happy in times of craziness, and they may not mention a name, you know, for respect reason or for just for because people don't want their name out there, whatever it may be, they just might share that story, and that story could really change somebody's life just because you were there giving them some sort of positive vibe, whether it was words, whether it was compassion, motivation, drive, joy, or some type of form of positive energy that you've given them. And it's sort of like this. Look at the outcome of what your words could do. Look at the outcome of what your art can do. Look at the outcome of what your music can do. Or look at the outcome of what you like or love to do could help somebody else, instead of how it is as of right now. Everybody has their own starting point, whether it's something good or whether it's something that you're not ready for. Everybody has their starting point. I have my starting point with podcasts. I went from not knowing what to talk about in podcasts to knowing what I'm talking about and trying to speak fluent in such a manner of where I felt a little nervous to the point where I could just say it out. I love what I do. I love what I say. I love how it reaches the people. I speak carefully, but in the same way, I speak in a strong way to really reach out to people. So that's how you got to look at the outcome. You got to look at it as of how can this really impact somebody's life in any form of positive way. Then how can it be right now? Is this way the right way? Am I doing this right? Try it, because one, nobody can knock your hustle for trying. Look at the outcome, see how it works. That outcome will show, and you'll start to realize, and you'll start to see, and you'll start to notice that it really does a lot for you. It's done a lot for me, and I know it can do a lot for the listener, the person who is listening. It can do a lot for you guys as well, as it has done for me. So if anything that you should take from this podcast, one, nobody can knock you for trying, because everybody in this world who has done something has tried, and it is working. Everybody that is doing what they're doing has done some form of trying, and that's why they are trying to still be better, trying to be at their best, trying to do whatever they can. Sometimes trying is one of the best things you can do, and as soon as you try, you will get there. But I can explain that in a whole nother podcast. That's two. And then seeing the outcome and knowing what it can do for somebody else's life. I may repeat so many things in my podcast, but I want to make sure that you, the listener who's listening to this, get that. You get that I am trying to drive this message to you. I'm trying to make sure that you understand that not only can you do this, not only can you try and probably succeed, and if not, you try something else and God will definitely shine through you. Not only those two things, but you also know that if this does work, you can really see the outcome, and you can really know how it can affect somebody's life, whether they're young or older, race, no matter what, race, color, sexual orientation, or age, no matter what they've been through, no matter who they are, it can really impact somebody. Even if it's not your best work, put it out there, because out of some 10 to 20 minute to 5 minute to 2 minute to 8 minute to 30 minute podcast that I've done, people may say just that one word out of the 30, happy, and that's something for me to really be like, oh, wow, that has really reached somebody. So if you focus on the outcome, it will definitely come around to make you, if not joyful, somewhat feeling of happiness. Because if it makes one person happy, it'll make 2 to 5 to 10 to 20 to 40 to 80 to 100 to 1,000 to 10,000, 100,000, 1,000,000 maybe, and even many more, depending on what your art is, whether it's, you know, whether it's making food and whether making, knowing that your food that you make is going to make someone feel good about themselves, or whether it's music, the way that you sound is going to make you feel good about yourself. Make sure it's good that to the point where you feel satisfied, but also remember that it's nothing else that you should be thinking about except for the outcome of how it is. Definitely think about other things, but most of your focus should be thinking about the outcome and how it can really make someone else happy instead of focusing on the views or the money or this and that. Because not only will that come to you, but it's an outcome to get income situation. And with these last words, I'll say this. With an outcome to income situation, it's one of those things where this is the outcome of it. The outcome is making your work, making your artwork, because everybody has their own art form of what they do, no matter what it is. Make your own artwork for like up to what you love, up to what you like to do. Then think about how it could impact somebody else. If it impacts one person, it'll definitely impact somebody else. It'll definitely impact more than you think, depending on the positive energy and the group that you're trying to get around yourself. You understand those two things? You will get income of joy, compassion, and drive and love all the way back around, depending on what you're giving out. You're giving out music of positive energy, you will get back that positive energy. You give out food of something, you know, that makes people feel good, that makes people feel like, whoa, this is cool, this is different, or whatever it may be. You will start to get that. Focus on that outcome. Not that outcome to get income of money, but that outcome to get income of love and joy, the same positive feeling and vibe and joy that you have given out to someone that you will get in return. And that's not just with seeing the outcome, that's for a lot of many other things too. With that being said, your podcast host Cam is out. It is late at night, but for the people listening at night, God bless, sweet dreams, love y'all. For the people that are almost finishing up their day, if you're listening to this, you got this. You got so much, you've gotten through so much already, and I know you can do this. I know you can get through it. You've gotten through so much already. Just wrap up these last couple of hours, and you are almost done. You get the rest, you get to feel better, you get to take care of, you get the rest, you get to feel at rest for the next day to tackle and get over these obstacles that I know you can get past. Also, for the people that are in the morning, get up, ready to make today a beautiful day. You got this. I know you can strive to do better than yesterday because everybody's got their improvements. You know, don't focus on living in the, I don't want to say, don't focus on living in the past, because past is time and time sets where it is. I will never get back. What time is it? I will never get back 11 o'clock p.m. on July 7th, on Saturday of 2018. I will never get that back, but you got it. And I think you can go far with that. Besides just that, though, I hope someone got a message from this. No one knock you for trying. Keep on being yourself and love what you're doing. Look towards that bigger outcome, and then you'll get the income of that joy that you gave to somebody else. God will drive it until somebody gets a message from it, until they've learned it. Anyways, with that being said, love y'all. Keep striving. For every listener that's here, I want to say thank you for being on the journey. I love you so much. Podcasts coming daily as much as I can do them. I love y'all so much. Peace. And I will see you on the flip side. Hopefully, I gave some positive vibes out for the real life relatable story tribe. Peace.